open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Tuesday, August 23rd will be the primary election. For those of us here today, we know that we're looking forward to that election. For those that will be listening on the radio, the election will already be passed. But we are going to today pray, have an election day prayer sermon entitled an Election Day Prayer, Lord, Raise Up Righteous Civil Magistrates to Deliver Us. And we're going to look at the Bible and see what the Bible has to say. And this, even though when this airs, it will air after the election, this information is still pertinent. And of course, we actually, the election will not be final in some cases until November. Although, hopefully, you have already voted or will vote on Election Day. And hopefully, you're registered to vote and you've been studying to see what God says about government and actually also studying to see where the candidates stand on the issues. I do want to encourage you to watch, if you haven't watched or listened to our sermon series, Applying Biblical Principles to Government, I want to encourage you to do that. And I want to encourage you to watch these sermons. And I want to encourage you to listen to what the Bible has to say about applying biblical principles to government. Also, to study where the candidates stand on the issues. But let us turn right now, our attention right now, to prayer to God, that God's will would be done, that God would have his way, and that God would certainly raise up deliverers, righteous people to rule in places of authority. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And this doesn't just mean that righteous people should be in authority. What this means is that the nation, if the nation is righteous, that righteousness will exalt that nation. And if the nation is practicing sin, that sin will be a reproach to that nation. So we as a people, as individuals, as families, we as a part of the church, we as a part of this nation need to turn back to God. We need to realize that we have violated his commandments. We have forsaken his precepts. In fact, many Christians, most Christians, the absolute majority of Christians, do not even have a biblical worldview, are actually influenced more by TV or the news or the newspapers or what a celebrity says or what your friends say than on the Bible. We need to especially look at the Bible to see what the Bible has to say about this issue. And one of the things that we need to do is, again, make sure that we are righteous, that we are holy, that we are upright before God. In Proverbs chapter 28, verse 12, we read, when the righteous rejoice, there is great glory, but when the wicked arise, men hide themselves. So when the righteous rejoice, there is great glory. But when the wicked arise, men hide themselves. We need to really pray this morning and over the next few days that God would allow the righteous to rejoice and would not allow the wicked to arise. In Proverbs 29, verse 2, we read, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan. And we are still in a situation where we need to actually turn back to God. And we need to make sure if you haven't been registered to vote, if you haven't studied what the Bible has to say, if you haven't studied where the candidates stand on these issues, if you aren't voting according to biblical values, if you aren't voting at all, you need to repent, because we have the authority to actually elect the righteous in our country to rule over us. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. School is back in session and Labor Day is right around the corner. The Bible says the hands of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor. Also, God gives us the power to get well to establish His covenant. This Labor Day, reflect on the blessings we have in this country to be able to work hard and receive a reward for doing so. And if you're still in the workforce, thank God for the ability and opportunity to work. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, and let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems, and we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems.
Answer your questions, and this is exciting. We're going to solve your problems in the shop as well.
One of the things that we do want to talk about, and we want to start doing this, is actually looking at various security risks that are out there, and just letting you know, because giving you an alert. One of the things that is happening that really can be kind of scary is that there are multiple security events that happen on a regular basis. And what happens really is you have situations where there's a hole or a bug or a glitch that's in software. And this could be in software that you use on a regular basis. It could be something as simple as Microsoft Word or Microsoft Edge or Google Chrome or Firefox or Excel or Microsoft Exchange, or it could be a number of things. It could even be in your operating system. And the thing is, these security holes are there, but they're not known. But once they become known, then the hackers will start exploiting them. And typically what happens quite often is a security firm will find the hole, report it to whoever is responsible. Maybe it's Microsoft, maybe it's Apple, maybe it's Sun Microsystems, whoever is the creator of the software or the hardware that has the problem. They will notify them. A patch will be created and released. There will be typically a joint press release. And at that point, it's open game, because if you don't install the update at that point, you're a sitting duck. The hackers know about this, and they're using it and trying to use it to get into your system. And that could be a number of different ways that they can actually get in. And by the way, one of the things that you want to actually look at is how, and we'll actually talk a little bit about this today and going on, we'll talk about how you can actually protect yourself and protect your computer and your devices. What we're talking about today is not a computer necessarily. Well, it is if you're using a Mac, or if you're using an iPhone, or if you're using an iPad. You need to realize that there's a major bug that Apple has reported, and the Security and Infrastructure Security Agency, this is an official United States government agency, has reported on this. It affects people running devices running the Mac OS Monterey, also iOS and iPad OS. Those are used on iPhones and iPads, and also certain versions of the Safari browser. And CNN is also reporting on this and encouraging people to get to update their devices. Apple says this, that it's directing its users on most of its devices to update their software after the company discovered a vulnerability in its operating system that it says may have been actively exploited. In other words, before the patch actually came out, the vulnerability may have already been exploited. And this is, by the way, very rare and very odd. It's quite common for us to see Android devices, Android phones, Android tablets that have been hacked or that are infected. It's very rare to see a situation like this where there's a security hole that is so big that it can allow hackers into the system, and Apple is admitting that it may have been actively exploited. That means that actually hackers found out about this before a security firm did, and the hackers don't tell Apple. They just start exploiting it. And so in the security update posted online recently, Apple said the vulnerability affects iPhones dating back to the 6S model, the iPad 5th generation and later, iPad Air 2 and later, iPad Mini 4 and later, and all iPad Pro models, and the 7th generation of the iPad Touch. The vulnerabilities give hackers the ability to take control of a device's operating system to execute arbitrary code and potentially infiltrate devices through malicious crafted web content. Of course, you would need to be accessing the web on those devices to do that. But a lot of people are accessing the web on their phones and their tablets. The vulnerability also extends to Mac computers running the company's Monterey OS, as well as Apple's Safari browser, on the Big Sur and Catalina operating systems, the company said in a subsequent update. So, if you haven't yet, if you have any of these devices and you haven't yet updated them, do that. Do it almost, I would say, even right now during the radio show. And if you're not quite sure how to do that, well, a faster PC does provide services where we can help we can help update those devices. We can update devices for you if you choose to bring them to us. We are open today until 2 p.m., and that's something that we can help you with. But it is important, especially, again, when these updates are out there, when they're known. And again, this wasn't something that was known immediately. This was something that was definitely, you know, it took a while for this to be known. And once Apple knew about it, Apple is even admitting that it's possible that some of the devices have actually been exploited, that the threats have been exploited and active. This is really scary. Now, one thing, by the way, that is really becoming big in cybersecurity right now is called zero trust. Now, what does zero trust mean for you? Well, zero trust means is that by default, you trust nothing except for what you have specifically allowed. And typically, we actually have software that we can install on computers. The software starts out in learning mode. It sees what you do. It sees what types of programs access your data. It sees what types of programs access the internet. And it builds policies based on that, based on your what you actually do and what you need to do. And however, once it is put into lockdown, anything that changes, if you start, want to install a new program, it actually doesn't trust that right off the bat. What happens is an alert would be sent to us, and we would actually review that, make sure it's legitimate software, because you know what? Sometimes people are installing non-legitimate software on their computers or software that'll get them in trouble. Sometimes people are responding to scams, or they're installing software that's going to actually open their computer up to vulnerabilities. Let's say you're tricked into, you have this on your system, and you're tricked into clicking on a link, and that link launches malicious code that tries to encrypt your data on your hard drive. Well, guess what? This program would actually stop that program from accessing your data, because it's not on the allowed list to access your data. So that program could be on your computer, that program could run, that program could attempt to encrypt your data, but it would never touch your data if the software is configured to actually stop that from happening. And if you're interested in this, you could definitely give us a call and we can actually explain this and even go over this in detail with you. We are providing this service mostly for businesses.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link, to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here, we're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop is open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit. You'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Ready to answer your computer and technology questions, ready to help you resolve all of your, well, we can't resolve necessarily all of your problems today, but hey, you know what? If we could take care of the technology and computer-related questions and problems, that would make your life a lot simpler. That's what we're here for. That's what we do at A Faster PC, and that's what we do here on A Faster PC live technical support as well. Now, we did actually have a caller that called into our shop and left a question that we're going to go over, and of course, you could do that, or you can also, again, call into the studio, 772-340-1590, or type your question into the live Facebook video over on Facebook. I'll actually
head over there right now just to check the chat. I don't see any on either of our live streams. We do have live streams going on at Facebook and also on YouTube. I don't see any questions coming in there, but you can type your questions in there as well. But we did have someone that called in that said that a PC, they had a PC that was given away, or maybe they got it from being given away, and it was wiped out. They have Windows 11 on a zip drive. I'm not sure if it's actually a zip drive, because zip drives haven't really been in use for a long time. And typically, well, zip drives used to be only 100 megabits or megabytes. So I don't think you couldn't fit Windows 11 onto a zip drive. Maybe they're talking about a flash drive. So let's assume that they're talking about a flash drive. Typically, what you can do, though, Microsoft has a utility that will build a executable or an ISO to install Windows 10 or Windows 11. Now, computers that have Windows 10 and meet certain requirements of the hardware, typically the processor has to be, if it's an Intel, at least an eighth generation. If you're wondering what generation processor you have, and by the way, I'll describe all the generations of the processors. AMD needs to be a third generation Ryzen. With Intel, it needs to be an eighth generation. But let me switch over to a full screen here, and I'll actually show you this how you can actually determine what your processor is. So we're going to open up the Windows Explorer, hold down the Windows key and press E. That opens up, launches the Windows Explorer. We're going to right click on this PC and go down to Properties and left click. What this is going to do is it's going to show us the processor that you have in your system. It'll also show you the computer name of your computer. But you see that my processor is actually an Intel Core i7-5500. So right after the i7, if it's an Intel, it'll be an a lot of the newer ones are i3, i5, i7. They do have some slower models that might be a Pentium or a Celeron. But he's the first number in the model number of this processor is a 5. That tells me that this is a fifth generation processor. So my processor out of the box does not meet the minimum requirement for Windows 11. Now, by the way, there is a way that you can modify it. We have done that here at a Faster PC. You can modify the installation where it doesn't look for that, and we can actually install Windows 11 on systems even if they don't meet that requirement. Of course, you wouldn't you wouldn't have the features that are in those newer processors. You wouldn't have those features that are in the operating system, but we can do that. If you have an AMD Ryzen 3, 5, or 7, you want that first number after the Ryzen 3, 5, or 7 to be a 3 or 4 or a 5, and that will get you to where you can actually go ahead and install Windows 11. But what you have to do first, you use the Windows Media Builder, and you actually download that. It creates either an ISO or it gives you an option, and you would have to do this on a computer that is already has a functioning operating system. So if you have a functioning operating system on the computer that you're working on, you could actually go to their site, let it build the media, and you would have the option to actually install the software right then. Well, you also have the ability to create an ISO. With an ISO, you're able to burn that over to a DVD drive, as long as you have a DVD drive that's large enough. Or what we typically do is we actually put them onto thumb drives using a program called Rufus, R-U-F-U-S. And with Rufus, it creates the flash drive. And then what you have to do is you have to go into what's called the motherboard BIOS or the UEFI setup. And you can do that. Let me switch back over to a full screen. I won't actually go through the process of actually restarting my computer because, hey, I'm streaming this show, and if I restart this computer right now, boy, that's going to, WPSL and WCNO is going to have some problems, and it's going to kill our live stream that's going on right now on Facebook and YouTube. But I could click on the start button on Windows, and then I could click on power. And I'm actually not going to actually go there. I'm not even going to go near there because, you know, sometimes when you go near a button, you can actually click or your computer can think you're clicking with the touchpad. I'm using a laptop with a touchpad. But if I hold down the shift key on my keyboard and then go to restart and click, what that'll do is it'll bring up a menu where I can actually choose various options. And one of those options will be that I can actually boot into Windows, or I can actually go into the UEFI. And what the UEFI is, it's basically the BIOS. BIOS stands for Basic Input Output System. It controls things like what your system date and time is. It controls things like what type of drives you have in the computer, your boot order. Another thing it controls is whether you have secure boot or not, and whether you're using CSM boot or not. So the newer computers by default will be using secure boot, and they also will not have CSM available. Now, your media, whatever that is, whether it's a DVD drive or a USB flash drive, if it's bootable, you have to know how it's created, whether it's in UEFI or the older CSM. Now, if it's in UEFI and you made it with Rufus, you're not going to be able to boot it with Secure Boot, so you have to turn Secure Boot off. So on certain computers like HP, once you turn Secure Boot off, well, in any of them, you'll have to save your settings. And then in HP, you'll also have to, it'll bring you to another screen that'll ask you, are you sure you'll have actually four characters that they'll display on the screen. You have to type those four characters in and then press enter. Again, you'll then have to choose that you want to select, that you want to boot from that USB drive or from a DVD drive. And if you're booting from either of those, it's going to be different on different computers. On HP, you press F9 to select the boot. On Dell's, you press F12. On some computers, you press F2. Some of them, it's escape. Some of them, it's tab. Some of them, you press F2 and go into the BIOS, and then you have a boot menu there. Some of them, it's F8. You really are probably going to have to search a little bit to find out how to boot on your computer, unless it's a Dell. It's always the same on a Dell, always the same on an HP, but different other manufacturers do it differently. But anyway, you get to where you can actually boot. You go ahead and you boot from that media, and then you can actually do the installation. Now, on the computer, if you already have, let's say, Windows 10 on the computer, and then you have Windows 11 on a flash drive, all you have to do at that point is just copy it over. So let me switch back over to a full screen. And when I say I'm switching over to a full screen, what that means is that the people that are watching on the live stream can actually see my screen and can see the steps that I'm going through to resolve those, you know, whatever I'm telling you to do. And I'll try to verbally describe this all the time. But, you know, it's sometimes they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, if a picture is worth 1,000 words, a video must be worth 100,000 words or 1,000,000 words or something like that. But anyway, I have a flash drive, and this is just a little flash drive. This one actually has Windows 10 20H2, and we have multiple versions of Windows 10 on systems. I also have one here that has Windows 11, different flash drive that has Windows 11. I have flash drives with Windows 7, Windows 8, Server 2019, Server 2022. So, you know, but I'm going to just just the process would be the same. Let's say you're booted into Windows and you're up and you have the software, you know, you have some operating system installed. Maybe it's Windows 7, maybe it's Windows 8, Windows 8.1, or maybe you have Windows 10. Whatever the case is, you have Windows 10 or Windows 11 that you want to go to on a flash drive. So what we're going to do is just plug this into an available USB port. And I'm using two of my USB ports for the live stream. But those that are listening and watching the live stream actually probably heard the little doom-doom-doom, which is the Microsoft tone. And you see that it's coming up saying there's a problem. I think I improperly injected it recently. But it shows that, you know, there's a USB device that just got plugged in. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to hold down the Windows key and press E. E for Explorer. That launches the Windows Explorer. I'm then going to click on and Dropbox wants to actually use backup what's on this drive. And I do not want it. I want it to remember this for forever. I use Dropbox not for much, but I use it just to sync up a few things on my computer. But anyway, I'm going to click on this PC, and then I'll see the actual drive. I'm going to double click on the drive. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just hold down the control key and press A. That's going to select everything in that window. So again, I navigated to the Windows Explorer, then to this PC, then to the drive that I plugged in. I selected everything by holding down the control key on the keyboard and pressing A. That selects all. Now I'm going to hold down the control key on the keyboard and press C for copy. Then I'll go over here, back over to this PC, click on this PC, double click on my C drive. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually click on New Folder. And I'll type in the name of the folder that I want. Maybe this is, you know, Windows 11. You know, in my case, this actual USB key that I put in there is actually Windows 10. I'm using Windows 10 because the one for US that has 11 on it is a little bit bigger, and I don't want it to mess up my audio port that's plugged into the USB port right next to it. But anyway, I'll name this USB or Windows 11. I'm going to double click on that folder. Now I'm in that folder. There's nothing there, but I'm going to right click. You can either right click or you can hold down the control key and press V for paste. So control X is cut, control C is copy, and control V is paste. Or you can right click, go to it brings up a pop-up window, go to copy and left click. Or if you're using Windows 11, you have to go to more and then you go to copy. But anyway, you have the options to do all of that, you know, from the window. Now I'm using TerraCopy instead of File Explorer, but the process is pretty much the same. This is going to copy everything from that USB disk over to this folder that I just created. I could then double click on setup.exe. That would launch the setup, and I would follow the prompts and actually go through the process of installing this on my system. And so that's the way you would do it if you already have an operating system on the computer. It sounded like, though, you didn't have an operating system on this computer. So in that case, you would have to create a bootable flash drive and then navigate to where you can boot from that flash drive and do the installation. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page.
And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. Ready? This is your last chance this week to get your computer questions and computer and technology questions answered on A Faster PC, on this edition of A Faster PC Live Technical Support. Of course, you know, if you think of something throughout the week, we do have that Facebook post that you can hop on over to our Facebook page, and you can ask us and tell us what you, your questions are, and we can cover those on the next edition of A Faster PC Live Technical Support. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. We also
want to, you know, let you know some of the things that we've been seeing, some of the things that our customers have been running into, and some of the things that we've been helping our customers with. One of the things that I just want to, it should be obvious. I know it's obvious to most people, but still people, we see computers that come in here, mostly laptops, where we just want to say this. Laptops and other types of computers and liquid do not mix. Not well, at least, while the laptop is on. We've had multiple customers in the past that have spilled water, Gatorade, Kool-Aid, wine, beer, orange juice. I've even spilled orange juice on my laptop, and I had to repair my laptop because of it. It's not a fun thing. When you have electronics and you have liquid, that's not good. When you have sugar content or acid in there, you can have corrosion. And we have recently dealt with multiple, probably in the last month, we have dealt with at least one computer every week in the last month where there's been some type of liquid that was actually spilled on it. Sometimes coffee. I don't think I mentioned coffee earlier, but that's a pretty popular beverage. You have to realize, if you're a very cautious and careful person, there will occasionally be those times that you might be not quite as cautious or careful as normal. And there are times where you might just have an accident or, you bump into something and all of a sudden this liquid is going toward your laptop. And of course, once it gets into your laptop, first of all, if this happens to you, the first thing you should do is turn the laptop off. Do not, and you want to just pull the power plug out. And if you have an external battery, get the battery unplugged. Now, most computers, most laptops that are coming that are newer have an internal battery. So if you have an internal battery, well, you would have to do some disassembling, which is not easy to do. If you need any help with that, a faster PC, we can assist you in that type of thing. We actually, in the last month, like I said, probably at least once every one computer a week, we've had a situation like this where there's some liquid that was spilled in it. And right now, we actually have had a fairly good ratio of computers that we've been able to repair without replacing major components. Sometimes if the computer is off or if the computer, in fact, you know what? One time, a guy that I know, he really is a friend of the family. He brought these computers to us. These computers were on the floor. They were concerned about theft, so they were putting their laptops under couches and various things. And they had a major flood in the house, and the like 2 inches of water. So apparently the laptops were all the way submerged in water from what we're told. Well, they were not on at the time, and they were brought to us, so that we could. Diagnose and we could tell them that the computers were damaged by water so that they could then submit this to their insurance company so that their insurance company could give them money to replace the computers. The only problem was the computers had dried out, and this was just water. So, water is not as corrosive. If it's ocean water, that's one thing, but even ocean water, your devices may actually work if they're allowed to dry out before turning them back on. And in these cases, the computers had time to dry out, and lo and behold, they worked. So, the guy is a friend of the family, and I'm not sure that he appreciated it very much, but we're honest. I mean, if you bring a computer to us, and we are able to get it working without replacing the motherboard, we're not going to tell you, you need a new motherboard, and this is going to cost this much money, and then you don't even know whether we put a new motherboard in it or not. We may not even put a new motherboard. I mean, there are places that could possibly do that. I'm not saying that anyone in particular does that, but you know, there are places that aren't honest and aren't responsible. We're honest. We know that we need to answer not only to the customer, but we also need to answer to God. And the customer, we may be able to fool the customer, but we cannot fool our God, our Maker. And we're not gonna be deceitful. We're not gonna be lying. We're not gonna say, hey, there's a problem when there's not a problem. Well, we had to do the same in this case. We had to say, the computers are working. There's not anything that we can really say that, you know, that the water did a damage to. So probably at least two of the computers that have been in our shop in the last month, we've been able to get them up and running and out the door without paying any parts, without replacing any parts, because we allowed the computers to totally dry out in between. One of the computers, we did see some corrosion on a where there's a cable that goes from the power board over to the motherboard, and there was some corrosion on the motherboard side where something had been spilt. There was another one that actually did have what looked like Powerade that was on the area where the touchpad is, and they were complaining about some issues with the touchpad, and that was one of those issues that we said, well, you know, we could soak it in distilled water, we could clean it, we could dehydrate it, you know, or you could just use it with a mouse. We could also replace in this case, we would have to replace the what's called the palm rest, which in some computers includes the touchpad. In this computer, it included the touchpad and the keyboard, because when they include the touchpad and the keyboard, they're a little bit more expensive. But we were able to get that computer working, although, you know, maybe not 100%, because it does still have a little bit of damage from the liquid that was spilled. We have another computer in the shop that after drying it out and releasing power, we were able to get it up, and we're still testing it because we have had it be unresponsive in safe mode. Some computers, that's just they won't come out of safe mode. So we're still in the process of testing it. We're not 100% sure on the verdict on that one yet. But we did have the one that I was talking about, that had the corrosion near the cable that brings power to the motherboard. The motherboard, by the way, is the main board on the computer. Everything plugs into the motherboard. Some people ask about the fatherboard. Well, in computers, apparently you can have, children without a father. There's not that I know of, there's no fatherboard, but there's a motherboard, and everything connects into, you know, the CPU, the RAM, the USB ports, the network ports, the network, wireless network card, the hard drive, all of it connects into the motherboard, even the power board. Well, in this computer, we actually needed to replace the motherboard. It was an expensive repair for the customer. We gave the customer, you know, this is the price. You can repair it or not repair it. They said, well, you know, I can't buy a new computer with the same specs for that price, so I'll go ahead and repair it. So we did repair it. We got the motherboard. We weren't sure whether we needed to replace the cable and the power board, because there was some corrosion on that cable as well. But thankfully, the motherboard took care of it. We were able to get that system up and running and out the door. So, you know, these types of things are things that we've seen happen quite a bit in the last week, last month. So just be cautious. You know, if you have a laptop and you're using your computer with beverages near there, maybe keep them a little bit away, and maybe consciously, you know, when you're drinking that beverage, make sure that you're not over the keyboard, over the computer, and try to make sure, you know, view your surroundings, make sure no one's going to startle you or scare you or bump into you or anything like that. Then none of your animals are going to startle you or scare you or bump into you or, you know, come up to you and want to engage. You know how animals will do that sometimes. I have an animal that one of our cats likes when at night, when I'm sitting at the table working on my computer, eating my food, when I get done with my food, she'll come up between my computer and me, and, you know, I have to put my hands over her, you know. So you probably have some experience where you see people, if you have pets, you probably know that they like to engage with you, and some of them, especially if they're bigger, they could bump you and you know, cause something to spill. So just be aware of those types of things, and hopefully you can avoid any damage to your, you know, spilling anything on your computer. If you do have liquid spilled on your computer, just remember the first thing to do is turn the computer off. The most important thing to do is to turn the computer off. We do, by the way, have a computer in our shop right now. Well, it actually left yesterday, but this computer did have water spilt on it. We did let it dry out. We were able to get the computer up and running, but the hard drive, it was an SSD drive, the hard drive was fried. So apparently the hard drive must have gotten some liquid in it when the computer was on, and the hard drive was totally dead. We actually pulled the drive, we connected it to another computer through an adapter, tried another adapter, could not get anything, any response from this drive with, you know, and so what they did, what they ended up doing, we ended up installing a new drive and doing a clean install of Windows, and they have no data. Now, they did have a backup, and that's the next thing. It's important to make a backup. Some of these computers that are out today, the hard drive is actually soldered onto the motherboard. So if you lose the motherboard, you've lost your data. What are we talking about with data? We're talking about pictures. We're talking about documents. We're talking about videos. We're talking about music. If you don't have that stuff somewhere else, it's gone. And you know, with pictures, you can't get those back. You can go to the same place with the same people in the same outfits, take the same picture. It's going to look different because the people are different. The atmosphere is going to be different. So it's very important that you make sure that you're backing up. And again, if liquid is involved, turn the computer off immediately. Discharge power.
And we're coming to the end of today's show. But if you've missed any part of this show, or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. So not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is An Election Prayer, Lord Raise Up Righteous Civil Magistrates to Deliver Us. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. School is back in session and Labor Day is right around the corner. The Bible says the hands of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor. Also, God gives us the power to get well to establish His covenant. This Labor Day, reflect on the blessings we have in this country to be able to work hard and receive a reward for doing so. And if you're still in the workforce, thank God for the ability and opportunity to